Welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, remember, it's the message we're after, not just the tune. I won't be singing. I'll just read the poetry. You can sing along if you like. I hope you will. Let's begin with "Till the Storm Passes By." Boy, this means a lot to me this week. "In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by." Many times Satan whispers, "There's no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore. In that land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by." The refrain, "Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast. Let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by." Well, this one comes from Lamb. Remember Lamb? Joel Chernoff, I believe, was his name, the Jewish man who had a person worked with him. But it was mainly Joel that did all of this, wrote and sang. "Time is running out. Woke up one morning, something on my mind. The minutes are ticking away from mankind. Prophecy shows me in so many ways, waste not a moment, we're in the last days. The Hebrews are back in their land to stay. No Arabs, no Russians can chase them away, 'cause God has his hand in the affairs of men. Just as the Bible says, things are coming to an end. Come on, people that love the Lord. More wasted time we cannot afford. His love's forever, so there's plenty of room. Bring in the children before they're doomed." Chorus, "Time is running out. Time is getting short. People are dying that don't know the Lord. We got to tell them. We got to care. The love he gives us, we got to share." We used to sing this one back in the day, 50s and 60s, when I was growing up, and at communion service, we would often sing, "'Tis midnight, and on Olive's brow the star is dimmed that lately shone. 'Tis midnight in the garden now, the suffering Savior prays alone. 'Tis midnight, and from all removed, the Savior wrestles alone with fears. E'en that disciple whom he loved heeds not his master's grief and tears. 'Tis midnight, and for others' guilt the man of sorrows weeps in blood. Yet he that hath in anguish knelt is not forsaken by his God. 'Tis midnight, and from ether plains is born the song that angels know. Unheard by mortals are the strains that sweetly soothe the Savior's woe." I think this will be a familiar one. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus, simply taking life and rest and joy and peace." The refrain, "Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more." And then, "'Tis the blessed hour of prayer. 'Tis the blessed hour of prayer when our hearts lowly bend, and we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend. If we come to him in faith, his protection to share, what a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. 'Tis the blessed hour of prayer when the Savior draws near, with a tender compassion his children to hear. When he tells us we may cast at his feet every care, what a balm for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. 'Tis the blessed hour of prayer when the tempted and tried to the Savior who loves them their sorrow confide. With a sympathizing heart he removes every care. What a balm for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. At the blessed hour of prayer, trusting him, we believe that the blessing we are needing we'll surely receive. In the fullness of this trust, we shall lose every care. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed hour of prayer. Blessed hour of prayer. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Here's a more modern one, I believe. To be in your presence, to sit at your feet. When your love surrounds me and makes me complete, to rest in your presence, not rushing away, to cherish each moment, here I would stay. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. To be used of God, I've a yearning in my heart that cannot be denied. It's a longing that has never yet been satisfied. I want the world to know the one who loves them so. Like a flame, it's burning deep inside. When I think about the shortness of my earthly years, I remember all the wasted days, the wasted tears. I long to preach the word to those who've never heard of the one who can dispel all fears. The refrain, to be used of God, to sing, to speak, to pray, to be used of God to show someone the way. I long so much to feel the touch of his consuming fire. To be used of God is my desire. I like this little chorus. I'm not sure where I first heard it, but it's really grown on me. Should this be our final hour? The trumpets sound and we ascend. Oh, Lord, it is our heart's desire. It is our heart's desire to be where you are. The fellowship, the songs we sing, just make us long for what that day will bring to be where you are. Hallelujah. 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 It is our heart's desire to be where you are. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin and opened the life gate that we may go in. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. To every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Refrain, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. And give him the glory. Great things he has done. To the work. To the work. To the work. We are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew, let us do with our might what our hands find to do. To the work. To the work. Let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner our glory shall be, while we herald the tidings, salvation is free. To the work, to the work, there is labor for all, for the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall. And the love of our Father exalted shall be, in the loud swelling chorus, salvation is free. to the work, in the strength of the Lord. And a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. When the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransomed, salvation is free. The chorus, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. Amen. The Hawaiians, it was a man and woman team that sang in my church, I remember, back in the 70s. And they've gone on to much other thing, better things by now. But this is one of my favorites of them. Touch my friend, Lord Jesus. I care for him more than he knows. Oh, see how he needs you, how his emptiness grows. He speaks your name so often, but he never looks your way. Touch my friend, Lord Jesus. Heal him. Free him. Help him find you today. My friend, the world is lonely. Most people just don't care. But Jesus has promised he'll always be there. Oh, my friend, I've tried to tell you. Now I can only pray. And until you stop searching, all that I can say is... And then the refrain again, touch my friend, Lord Jesus. Beautiful song. It's actually a solo by Mark of that team. True-hearted, wholehearted. True-hearted, wholehearted, faithful and loyal, King of our lives, by thy grace we will be. Under the standard, exalted and royal, strong in thy strength, we will battle for thee. True-hearted, wholehearted, fullest allegiance, yielding henceforth to our glorious King, valiant endeavor and loving obedience, freely and joyously now would we bring. True-hearted, wholehearted, Savior all-glorious, take thy great power and reign thou alone, over our wills and affections victorious, freely surrendered and wholly thine own. The chorus, peal out the watchword, silence it never, song of our spirits, rejoicing and free, peal out the watchword, loyal forever, King of our lives, by thy grace we will be. And everyone's favorite, I think, trust and obey when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. What a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. And not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. And the refrain, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Speaking of trust, let's do trusting Jesus. Simply trusting every day. Trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear. If in danger, for him call. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting him while life shall last. Trusting him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. The refrain goes, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Well, we go from one of those classics to not so classic, another Paul Stuckey song. Again, he's eclectic. He does a lot of different people's things, so I don't know if he actually wrote this. But it's the kind of song he likes to sing, and it has a good sound to it to me. Deep in the woods, the sound of an axe, clearing a field by the sweat of his back. A man of the soil plants his seeds and prays that the earth will provide what he needs. And out on the street there's a kid left for dead from playing with things that put holes in his head. A visiting minister in from the sticks reads from the Bible, and here's what he picks. And there's the chorus again. I'll get that in a minute. And in the front seat of a bus from Birmingham, a man with a smile reads that letter again. Come home, Pop. The struggle is through. When we heard you found Jesus, well, we decided to. And then the chorus, turn it over to the Father. Turn it over to the Son. Turn it over to the Spirit. Until the kingdom come. Another Turn It Over song, written before that one, I believe. When my day had no meaning, I tried to find something that would bring peace of mind. I cried and I trembled. When can there be someone to share this with me? You wonder where is your place in the sun? Seems like everything's already done. You got a heart full of worry, a mind full of doubt. Well, there's only one way to find out. You've got to turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Just turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. Amen. That was Ray Hildebrand's song. Okay, wow, what a range of ideas in God's people down through the years. Isn't it amazing? And isn't it sad that we've just cut all these guys off so that we can... Oh, I won't go there again. You know how I feel about that. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.